Hi, everybody. This is a special weekend for Americans across the country and people around the world. It's a chance to spend time with family, to celebrate miracles from days gone by, and to reflect on the blessings God has granted us in our lives. On Friday night, I hosted a Passover Seder at the White House. Michelle and I joined Jewish families in America, Israel, and around the world as we retold the story of an awesome God who liberated a nation with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and set them on their journey towards the Promised Land. It's a tale that has been passed down from generation to generation, and it's given strength and courage to countless men and women over the years, from Jews facing anti-Semitism to the brave young civil rights leaders who led our own country's march towards justice and equality. And of course, Sunday is Easter, a day of prayer and salvation, of renewal and ultimate redemption. Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will spend the day reflecting on the sacrifice of God's only Son, who endured agony on the cross so that we could live together with Him. And along with our fellow churchgoers and Christians, inspired by the miracle of His resurrection, we will challenge ourselves to be better, to love more deeply, and to serve the least of these as an expression of Christ's love here on earth. Easter is a day of hope, in a season of hope. It's a reaffirmation of our belief, not just as Christians, but as Americans, that better days are always ahead of us. Whether we're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Sikh, Hindu, or Buddhist, whether faith in God shapes our daily lives completely or not at all, we believe that with common effort and shared sacrifice, a brighter future is just around the bend. And we embrace our obligation to do something meaningful, something lasting, with the precious time we've been allotted on this earth. I hope you feel as joyful and blessed as I do this weekend. And I hope that among our many blessings, we pause and give thanks for the chance to live in a country where everyone has the right to worship and pray and love as they choose. Almighty God hath created the mind free, Thomas Jefferson once wrote, and the free expression of our minds, our ideas, our faith, and our beliefs has only made our democracy stronger in the centuries since. So, to my Jewish friends, happy Passover. To all Christians celebrating tomorrow, happy Easter. And to every American, have a wonderful weekend.